You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lou Need Lewis, and today I do have the privilege and honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Hannah Fitz. Over the years, Hannah has helped many entrepreneurs all over the world develop the strategy, action plan, and luxurious brand image for their new vision in the world. Hannah is an international brand strategist, business coach, and author. She has worked as a consultant for several award-winning international brands. She also has mentored women from all over the world. She's a world traveler, and she's been doing it since childhood, and she has positioned herself to do so in her work. And she believes that everyone has the power to create the lustrous life and legacy that they desire. She calls this the cultured life. She went from working 8 to 4 in a small cubicle to the woman who has finally living her entrepreneurial dream. Hannah has been featured in several international publications, including Huffington Post, YFS Magazine, Inspired Coach, and more. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you and your tribe to hopefully share some insights on morning routines.
Yes, absolutely. We are enthusiastic to have you on board because we want to hear about what you do and your story, as well as, you know, how you help individuals brand themselves. So go ahead, get started and tell us a little bit about your journey here so far.
Wonderful. So I was born on the island of St. Lucia. My family moved to the French island of Martinique, which is a department of France. And we lived there for about 5 years. So my first language is actually French. And later moved back to the island as a child, traveled quite frequently, spent my summers in Maryland in the United States. And this allowed me to really get an exposure to a world that I did not see on the island. You know, the typical careers were that you became a doctor, a lawyer, or a teacher. And having that travel exposure and living in multi places growing up, I began to see different career paths. I was always drawn to magazines and the colorful ads in the magazines and the copy, and fascinated by how products were positioned and sold at a very young age. I mean, any family member will tell you that what they remember most about traveling with me was that I always had a bag full of magazines, brochures, and flyers. And so after when I went to university and I studied for an undergraduate degree in corporate management, which was a blend of law and business. And then I applied for my dream job with a financial group of companies on the island of St. Lucia. They're the largest financial group of companies in the Eastern Caribbean, Indigenous Financial Group. And I really saw this company as offering the level of experience that I desired to have for the career path that I wanted to go to, because I always knew I wanted to be a consultant. I did not immediately get the job on applying. I did my whole dissertation for my undergrad on them, you know, as a persuasion.
Yeah.
And then when I applied, they did not have a position available for me. And in fact, when I was doing my dissertation research and the manager of the marketing department had seen my work, and he said, I need you on my team. But by the time I left university and graduated, he had resigned from the company. So there I was trying to get a position in the company, and I finally decided to apply for the only position that was available, which was human resource officer, internal communication. When I applied for this position, I got the interview and I prepared my best marketing presentation. And doing that, I did not get that position, but they called back to say that they had another position in mind for me. And that position was actually in marketing. And I became the company's first official new product development officer and product management officer.
That's awesome. You created the position.
Yes, they created this new position, which was required as the company was rapidly expanding and products being the center of how companies build their competitive advantage. They needed someone to help them with product innovation, product management, and really staying on top of, you know, what's happening in the marketplace so that they can make better strategic decisions. And so this was the perfect role for me because it became more of a project management role. When you're creating new products in a large organization, you have to work with the IT department. You have to work with the human resource department, you know, everyone from the frontline staff to senior managers and board of directors. So it provided me with a really great experience from a leadership standpoint, and also an experience from a strategic standpoint, understanding what drives the success of a brand and understanding the competitive landscape to help a brand secure its number one position in the market. And so this was really great, but I had given myself 3 years to leave that position. In the meantime, I had also done a master's degree in international commercial law. And I resigned after 3.5 years, so a little bit 6 months over the expiration date I had set. But I really also planned it. I gave in my resignation 3 months before notification that I was leaving and really wanted to set up the department for whoever was going to succeed me in the position. It proved invaluable. When I left, I set up my own boutique marketing consulting firm. And that's where I did a lot of rebranding and brand development projects. That was 10 years ago.
Wow.
And yes. and I've been doing this work ever since. Over the years, I have more and more focused my work on specific brand development and brand identity development, because my job is really to help people or brand owners become more marketable, so that their marketing can become more effective.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. I love that you created that position, right? It was an HR position. You went in with your portfolio in mind, wanting the marketing position. And then it worked. It's like what, you know, they say what you think of, you become, right? You wanted that. You created that. That was pretty fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, thinking of it now, I wasn't really into understanding the law of attraction and all of those things at that time. But really, from my understanding now, yes, I totally manifested that.
Yeah, it took God. God encouraged to go in and says, okay, I'm here for this position, but let me tell you about what I can do. Fantastic. Now, your journey has pretty been tailored around marketing all these years. Like even as a child, you wanted to do marketing. You were fascinated by the ads and the copy and how it was written and how they were positioned, and you ended up, Your life journey has been leading you towards that.
Yeah.
Until today, almost 10 years later. Now,
yeah,
with the company that you work for, you said, you know, you learned a lot and worked on what drives a brand to be number one. Can you share with us what some of those tips are?
In terms of?
What drives a brand to be number one and to secure their position as number one?
Absolutely. So what really helps a brand really secure a number one position is really having a strong strategy and a unique selling proposition within that. A lot of the ways that a brand builds a strong selling, unique selling proposition is one through products. So this is why product innovation and product creation, product development is such a key part, because yes, you can have everything else, but if you don't have great products to offer the market, you're not going to be able to perform at your optimal performance or maintain any kind of brand loyalty for people to continue to do business with you.
Yeah.
And so it's really important that brands focus on developing great products, which is something that I help my clients do, really create what we call their heroine offer or their MVP, most valuable product. The other thing is also understanding positioning. Positioning is key. A brand could be number one in the market for a certain thing, right? You don't necessarily have to be number one for everything. And so really selecting the correct positioning is really critical to brands, because the wrong positioning can, one, affect your ability to be profitable, two, affect your ability to be seen in the way that you need to be seen. You might have a great product, but if it's not positioned correctly, a great product can fail due to a poor positioning. So you can have a product that was totally underperforming, but if you shift how it's positioned in the market, you might find that that product becomes a star product of the portfolio. So this is really important, product positioning. Of course, you know, key things like the brand identity, which is a critical part of the work that I do with clients. How do you create those marks of distinction? How do you make meaning? How do you have people create core associations with your brands and emotional connection that drive people to want to be part of your brand world? So all these factors come together, and it's all about the last part of executing and really sharing the right stories, the right messages that allow you to get the type of traction that you desire.
Yeah, that is well put, because I can imagine with positioning, if you are targeting the wrong audience, right?
Yeah.
The wrong market for the product, then it won't succeed. It won't do so well.
Absolutely. Or you might be targeting the right audience, but where you're placing the product is not enabling you to reach them. So there are multifaceted to that. And in that position, it allowed me to be able to analyze all of those pieces, because the company already had products and services. A lot of my work was revamping, re-energizing, and repositioning those products for greater success.
How do you do the repositioning? Does it require some research? Does it require you collecting data of some sort?
Absolutely. It requires a lot of research. It requires a lot of analysis on the current product performance. So there are a lot of different pieces that go into it, but definitely, yes, it's research-based.
Okay. Yeah, that's very good. Tell us about global brand coaching and mentoring. What does that entail? How do you work with your clients?
So, I mean, I work with clients in different ways. We do have like our Global Brand Creation Academy, and that particular service is something that I developed that I felt I wanted to be able to reach, you know, people who are just starting out, or maybe they have a business, but they've never hit the six-figure level. And what I found is business owners that have not been able to generate at least six figures in their business, it's because they lack the strategy and they lack the foundational pieces that create success and momentum in a business. And so the Global Brand Creation Academy is specifically for new entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are earning anywhere between $30,000 and $40,000. This program is a group program, but it has a lot of high touch elements where I do come in and coach the group. We keep the groups very small and intimate so that there is a lot of interaction with me. And it leverages my signature system, the Powerhouse Brand Presence Blueprint. And this is where I help them incorporate world-class strategies that I have seen work in almost every industry. You know, I've had such a broad experience. I came from the financial industry. I've worked with luxury award-winning hotels. I've worked with retailers, fashion designers, actors and actresses, sports celebrities. I've worked with, you know, wine producers, award-winning wine producers. So coming from that multifaceted background of working in a variety of industries, there are certain core pillars that I've seen apply regardless of the industry that is a formula for success. And so I take the clients through the process of that. Another way that I work with clients is privately. So someone might want to work with me one-on-one, and we have a variety of offers around that depending on what they desire.
What about for the, you have a vast of experience here, you know, different industries, and you've worked from international, you've worked with big companies, and now you work with smaller companies. You're showing the smaller companies how to do what these big companies are doing, but on a budget, I assume, right?
Well, yes, within, you know, that looks different. So for the Global Brand Creation Academy, that's a little bit more accessible. But for the VIP coaching, there's a certain level, because of course it's me participating one-on-one. So this is a lot of time, sometimes a lot of energy, depending on the package the client takes. It requires flying to a certain location, working with my team, and also other professionals that I collaborate with, like, you know, photographers and web developers, etc., to create the entire brand world.
Mm-hmm. You find it that you work with people in doing copywriting and telling their story effectively to capture the audience's attention?
Yes. So when we develop the brand identity, that is how we know what stories to tell. So a lot of people are confused on how, you know, what stories do I tell in my marketing? And of course, yes, telling your personal story is effective, but what aspects of your personal story is most effective for making your brand more marketable, for helping you connect with the right people? Because there might be a story that you're telling that's then only attracting a certain type of client, and you may not want that client. So we've developed a system, well, I've developed a signature system. We call it the signature framing story. And that is really building the right frame so that you are having the client receive a particular message or focus on a particular message so that they're receiving it in the way that you intend. And that's been very powerful and effective for both myself and my clients in telling powerful stories for marketing. They use it in their funnels and they're reporting really great results in terms of conversions on those stories.
Hmm. What about the it factor? How does that incorporate into the learning strategy?
So the it factor is it falls under the brand identity, and every client that works with me receive what we call a globally irresistible distinction report. And that's where we identify your mark of distinction. We work with archetypes and we help you identify how to leverage them in your marketing, in your brand culture, you know, the right colors and fonts that, you know, will be best suited or more marketable for your type of business. We help you identify the type of words that you need to be using, the keywords, how to message, how to tone, your brand voice. And really everything informed around the brand culture. Clients use it to hire team members that are perfectly aligned with who they are and how their brand is meant to show up in the world. We use it to art direct the photo shoots, exactly what needs to be in your photos. You know, what kind of environment you need to be in that will best communicate your brand story. So it's really detailed and it allows for a lot of clarity around exactly what you need to be bringing into your brand. Because while we want the brand to be authentically you, we also want to bring in that, what I call the it factor, those parts of you that are most marketable.
Mm-hmm. I'm here taking notes. This is really interesting. I love that it's a holistic approach that you have, right? You cover every basis, every facet of the marketing portion of the business.
For sure.
Yeah, from the color to the font, yeah, to the keywords. It's really...
Absolutely.
It's really unnecessary.
And for clients, it really is for them. They say, you know, it's like getting to the soul of their brand and that deep connection that they develop with their mission, with what they're about, with what they're doing in the world. That level of clarity translates into a high level of confidence. And it took many years to develop that system, but I really feel that now it's at the point where, you know, it's really strong. It has a very high accuracy in terms of the results that our clients get because they do take a quiz and we prepare that report and it reveals to them sometimes parts of themselves that they have actually forgotten that was there, or parts that they use almost accidentally. And now they can more consciously leverage these aspects to create success.
Yeah. How big is your team, Hannah?
So we have at least 6 people who work with us. Well, with me. I say us because it's a team. So yeah. I have at least 6 people who support me ongoing.
Oh, very nice. To tell us about creating a global success and a lifestyle for freedom. Because I know you've created your lifestyle where you have the freedom to travel the world because you love that so much. How can others do the same? What's some tips?
I think, you know, it really starts with when I think about, you know, my family always says, oh, you know, Hannah, you were born to travel. But I think, you know, we all have that desire because travel is such a process of self-discovery. So for me, it really felt like it was effortless, like travel comes to me whether I, you know, I don't look, it will come. And I think it's probably coming down when I thought about how can others do that, because it's something that was unconscious to me. I think it really is about building that consciousness that that's available to you and giving yourself permission to receive that. So I think it's really starting with that point, because within me, I don't see any barrier, anything, like it's just always been my life.
Yeah.
So I think the first, if I have to translate that from a mindset perspective, it's really about that belief system that that's available to you. Like, first of all, believing that's available to me. That's my life. That's who I am.
Yeah. Move with intention. Decide this is the...
You decide. You set the intention and you decide that this is who you are. So I sort of grew up with my mom saying, you're born to travel. And I think that sort of reinforcement. Now, different people are born with their parents telling them different things. I saw the story of Rockefeller, where his parents reinforced in him that he was born to make money. And so he inevitably made a lot of money because he was born feeling and knowing and never questioning whether it was possible or not, because that was always his destiny.
It was ingrained. It was affirmed.
It was ingrained.
Yeah.
It was affirmed. And so my mom and my parents, my family affirmed that within me. But I think everyone can affirm that within themselves, even if you did not grow up with anyone telling you that or you seeing it. Now you can create your new story. Now you can, with intention, say that this is who I am.
Yeah, we have to now, because we have been programmed. As you say, it's not the most beneficial. We didn't have the parents that tell us we're gonna make it, we're gonna be rich, we're gonna be successful. So now we have to step in and actually be that and confirm it, and says, you know, get rid of those negative thoughts. I like to call them ants, automated negative thoughts, and replace them with more powerful thoughts, with more powerful affirmations that says, I am capable, I can do this, I can travel the world and do what I love.
And just really not making it a thing, like not making it like an aspiration, but just it is, you know?
Yeah, believing that it is, and also...
It just is. Like, you know, someone who was born wealthy isn't really thinking about, like, how can I be wealthy or how can I make... They just are, right? They don't even think that there's any other life possible.
Yeah. So it's that shift. It's that mindset shift that kind of drives you into taking action towards it.
Totally. And into accepting it and being receptive to receive it.
Yeah, absolutely. I like your train of thought. the mind is powerful. We it's a gold mine between our ears, and we don't use it or apply it, put it to work, good to work for us. Instead, we let it run away with us, right? With the bad habits, and instead of instilling the principles that will ensure we will be successful.
Yes.
And it doesn't come without hard work, for sure. I know that.
Yeah.
No foreigner to hard work here. We're from the Caribbean. We know what hard work is. Hannah, I'd love for you to share with us your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Sure. So, I mean, my morning routine, I really typically love to start my day with, well, now that I have a puppy, I typically start my day by walking her. So I take her for a walk around our garden, and then I go in and have my meditation. So I have my meditation, I do some reading. So I love reading books around personal development. Right now I'm reading Course in Miracles, among other books.
Yeah.
And so...
What's that one about?
A Course in Miracles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very famous book. On the course is really about a journey to love, and many people have adapted the book and created their own books interpreting the Course in Miracles, but it is actually the foundation. So like Marianne Williamson, A Journey to Love, I think is the name of her book, or Return to Love, she actually was translating the teachings of A Course in Miracles.
Okay.
So this is something that I'm reading very slowly, because I want to... It's a book that requires understanding, and I meditate on the ideas, and I journal as well. So I've created a journal. It's called the Cultured Life Journal. And we also have it online. If any of you are interested, it's on culturedlifecollection.com. So we have the journal. I journal in there. And sometimes I read a key from my own book. So I have a book called I Am the Gatekeeper, 101 Daily Keys to Unlock Your Happiness, Overcome Adversity, and Fulfill Your Purpose. And I still read the keys in it, because when I wrote that book, my initial idea was to journal all of the keys that were helping me move towards what I wanted or manifest or create a better mindset or, you know, just things that I saw that maybe I did almost unconsciously that might have created a positive result. And I wanted to remember what those things were. So I documented them. And in the end, I really just realized that it's something that I should not keep for myself alone, even if I intended to, but that I should share these ideas with others. And so I turned it into a book. And so I still read it because that was the purpose for writing it in the first place, to remind myself of these concepts.
Fantastic.
And once I've done that, I mean, every day looks different. My meditations might be longer or shorter, depending. You know, some mornings I'm writing as well. After I journal, I'll write because I'm writing two books at the moment. And yeah, I've been shifting a lot. So not really trying to rush to my desk every morning, but really trying to ease into, I'll stop using the word trying, really working towards easing into my day and really connecting with my intention for the day.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And you speak truth. Like as an entrepreneur, as a very successful entrepreneur, your habits or like, show me your habits and I'll show you the woman that you are. And your habits, the principles are set to prime you for the day.
Exactly.
So it sets you apart so that you can have the energy you need. So you can have the mental capacity you need to deal with the heck, the nuances of the day as they come. So if you prepare.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've definitely nailed it.
Meditation, journal, walking, reading and writing. I have an app because I've been listening to successful entrepreneurs like yourself. And so I compiled in an app the things like nine actionable things that are done in the morning to prep you for the day. And meditation is one of them. Hydrating, writing in your journal, a gratitude journal, having that something you're grateful for first thing in the morning.
Absolutely. And for me, it's also about like, you know, I don't, even if I work from home, you know, every day after my morning routine, I get ready, I put on my makeup, I choose the outfit that I want to wear for the day based on how I want to feel. And I really show up for work every day. It was a commitment that I made the moment I left my full-time job. I was like, I'm not going to like, you know, leave my full-time job and then slouch in the day. Like I would wake up every day at the same, I still wake up at the same time I did when I was in my corporate job, 6 a.m. I'm up, I do my morning routine, and then I get dressed and show up for my day.
Yeah. You have to be disciplined. There's so much to be done. I find it when you are working on your own business, your own purpose, you work harder and longer, but it doesn't feel so tiring.
Yeah.
As it would with a 9-to-5, because you're adding value. You're finding ways to help other people. It's really, really the fantastic part about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us, how can we connect with you?
So you can find me at my website, my brand atelier. That's www.hannafitz.com. You can also find me on Instagram. So that's at HannahFitz, so HannahFitz. And we also have a beautiful community of amazing powerhouse women from all over the world. On Facebook, we have what we call the Cultured Life group. You can also find me there. And there I usually host lives and interviews. We're always doing amazing activities and things to engage our community. Mm-hmm. But you're also going to get really great content and stuff on all of my social media, my newsletter. So visit the website. That's a great starting point. For those of you who are learning, looking forward to learn more about the It Factor, I do have a free download on my website that you can actually access, and an amazing, amazing masterclass on the 8 tips to creating a successful brand online. So you can also access that at www.hannahfitz.com, the brand atelier.
Fantastic. I will put all that on the show notes. Anna, I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, just a brief recap for our listeners. For global brand coaching or mentoring.
World-class brand, yes.
Well, yes. What you shared with us is how to position yourself to be number one, how to secure that position. And you need to have a strong strategy in a unique proposition through your product. Like, product innovation is key. Making sure you have R&D in place and you have a product that people do want. And then the marketing piece of it, the positioning is key, where you're targeting the right audience, you're in front of the right people. And then out of that comes the brand identity, which tells your story so you can execute an effective story to get the awareness that you're looking for. Really insightful information. Really appreciate your presence today.
Thank you. I really appreciated doing this interview and what you're sharing with everyone on really stepping up their game on the morning routine. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.